producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big news out of Washington, D.C. Eric Cantor out. Knocked off by the Tea Party. And it's the first time that this happened in a very long time that the majority leader was knocked out of his race. How about that? 1899, that's a little slice of history. We're going to go to Washington coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. In those nooks and crannies, though, we're going to switch gears at the top because we're joined live from Las Vegas by Scott Spritzer. And Scott is part of that whole pregame.com crew that we love so much. We got World Cup coming up, and suddenly many, many Americans are paying attention to what's possibly going to happen in the World Cup, and more importantly, the odds across the board. Hey, Scotty, thanks for coming on the show.
Appreciate it, Kate. I don't know if you remember, but I used to host the Stardust line back in the 90s, and I think we had you on once or twice. That'll be old Stardust.
I do remember. I love the Stardust. That was such a great hotel, wasn't it, back in the day?
Absolutely. We enjoyed doing it. Enjoyed having you on back in the day, man, back in the mid-90s.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, so since we have you on at the top and a lot of people go to Vegas, you know, when you talk about sports books and all that kind of thing, pound for pound, what do you think is the best sports book right now going in Sin City?
Boy, sports book for me, I love the LVH. I really do. I love the guys at the LVH, not only because I think they're probably a little bit sharper than most of the casinos in town, most of the books in town. And by the way, there's usually one or two that runs about 20 anymore. But I like the LVH. I like Jay Cornegay and the gang over there. And not only are they sharp, but they're not afraid to take a bet. And, Kate, I can go back to 2008. It was the Celtics. The Celtics went over the Lakers in the NBA Finals, and we were having a real nice postseason. And there were sports books here in town that started shutting us down a little bit. But Jay Cornegay and the gang over there, they weren't afraid to take a bet. They took the bets. And it's been my favorite place ever since because they're not afraid to put their money where their mouth is. And I'm not, you know, here to endorse any particular book, but you asked and there you go.
I love it. I'd have to agree with you. I think it's really a cool place to also go and hang out for sure. Okay, so World Cup. Do you think a lot of money is going to be wagered on World Cup?
The most ever in the history of the World Cup in the state of Nevada. They're really pumped, the sports books out here, about the amount, the handle they're getting on the World Cup. It's bigger than they've ever had. They're looking forward to a terrific June and July when in the past they usually shut things down for the most part. Now they're getting money hand over fist when it comes to the 2014 World Cup. And I think they're pretty happy also about the following situation. Their biggest liability, which means the money that's come in the most on any nation, happens to be on Team USA, followed by Mexico. Those two teams aren't going to win the 2014 World Cup, so the books are already in a real nice position heading into the opening game on Thursday. They're pretty happy about the handle thus far.
Yeah, tell us about the opening game and what you see there.
Well, you know, you're talking about Brazil, of course, taking on Croatia, Brazil being the host team, and they are the best team on paper, and they should be the best team on the pitch once it all gets underway. The pressure on this team is probably the most pressure that we've ever seen on a host nation in World Cup. The Brazilian fans not only are hosting and want to pound their chest besides beating those drums in the stands, but they are the best. They also want to make up for some disappointments in the recent past. And so for that particular reason, I'm going to lay off the game, game one, Thursday's game between Croatia and Brazil. This is one of those situations where the Croatian team should come out and try to counter everything Brazil does. And Croatia's not quite as good as they were in 2010 or even 2006. And what's going to happen is Brazil, if they're on their game, could win this game 3-1, 4-0, 4-1 in that neighborhood. So I think the over 2.5 goals is the way to go in this particular game. I think having to lay about 350 to win 100 bucks, minus 340, minus 350 is where the line sits. They should win this game handily, but we got to see how they handle the pressure in opening game. So for me, game one is more about playing over 2.5 goals. I think you'll see a good 3-1, 4-1 type of football game. But as far as moving forward, once they get that first game out of the way, I think Brazil's a pretty steady play throughout. They're 11-4 to win the tournament, and I think you got to make them the favorite, followed by probably Argentina at 4-1. Germany getting a lot of action out here, Kate, in Nevada at 6-1, but I'm not real big on betting European teams to win the World Cup when it's being played in South America. Doesn't translate well for them, the climate and everything else. But a team that I do believe has an outside shot to make a deep run, and I'm talking about for hedging purposes, is France, believe it or not, roughly 25-1 right now.
Wow, 25-1. All right, so we keep that in mind. France is one of those teams. For sure, teams that are so out of the money, like Switzerland, I think I saw odds at like 100-1, right?
Yeah, and Swiss isn't a bad football team. They're the second-best team in their group, but they're not going to advance too much. They'll advance through the group stage, but after that, they're probably done. Maybe the round of 16, and they go home. They just don't have the firepower or the midfield to get it done, talking about the Swiss. But they should advance through the group stages. But it's a situation where at 100-1, there's really no team past 20-25-1 that is worthwhile to make a bet. And when I say I like France around 25-1, do I believe they're going to win the World Cup? Probably not. That's why they're 25-1. But it's the best national team the French have had in quite some time. They're extremely deep. They won't have one of their key players, but that's why they're 25-1. And when I talk about hedging, Kate, as you know, this means that if they do get deep in the tournament, I can start looking to play on other teams. If you've got $1,000, let's say, on a team at 25-1, it means if they win, you're going to win $25,000. If I get deep into the tournament, like I think the French can, I can sit there and bet against them, a couple thousand here, a couple thousand there, and almost guarantee yourself a profit. So I kind of look for those, although I think the money, if you really wanted to make a play on a team that has a legitimate shot to win outside of the favorite Brazil, I think Argentina's your team.
Argentina. All right. I loved it. What did we say? 4-1? You said 4-1 odds on Argentina?
Currently 4-1, and then you got Spain and Germany at 6-1.
Wow. And as you said, Scott, they're just killing it in Vegas over World Cup. So does that show that there's a huge interest in soccer? And can you think this will carry over eventually even more into futuristic things in the United States?
I really do. I just think it's one of those situations, you know, we're still not where we want to be with Major League Soccer. We're starting to sign some big names over the past few years, but still not close to, let's say, the BPL, the English League. Premier League, but it's getting there. And the influx of people from other nations, Central America, South America, Europe, is only helping the interest to grow. So I do. I think that soccer is only going to get bigger and bigger. I think the 2022, and I know we're looking way ahead, the 2022 World Cup, if it stays in Qatar and it's played in the fall, is a detriment to betting because obviously the NFL is underway, and it means betting on the NFL overtakes any kind of increase they might get in World Cup action. But I also wanted to say that I think Team USA, I like Jurgen Klinsmann. They may not get out of the group stage this year. They're in the group of death. They may not advance this year past the group stage, but Team USA, I think, is a legitimate contender to get past the knockout stage in 2018. If Jurgen Klinsmann is allowed to coach this team the way he wants, if the national media stays off his back, and if Team USA, the organization of Team USA, the brass, doesn't feel the heat and fold the tent and force him out, I think he's making all the right moves right now. And I think Team USA in 2018 can actually have a legitimate shot to go deep in the World Cup. I think he's making all the right moves right now.
All right, great inside dope. I love it. Scott Spreitzer, check him out at pregame.com. Thanks so much, Scott. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care, kid. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Hey, coming up next, talking about Cantor being ousted. How about that? The number two Republican in Congress. We're going to Washington next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Tonight, we always kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, and huge news out of D.C. I have to tell you, with really good sources on some of the things that are happening, and I know Talk Radio News has the same thing, I did not expect this, but Eric Cantor is out. He is out as the majority leader. That is incredible to me. I did not see this coming. Justin Duckham is with us, and as I said, Talk Radio News really has its ears to the ground, has a lot of sources. What, first of all, what was that like when you heard that news? No, I don't think anyone really knew that was happening.
No, just hours before the polls were about to close, we all presumed that Eric Cantor was going to head towards perhaps a narrow victory, but a victory nonetheless. This is an extremely rare circumstance of a House Majority Leader being pushed away from his peers, especially from somebody who is really sort of a political nobody who quite a few people did not know about until just right now. This candidate, David Bratt, who is essentially just an economics professor at a Virginia university, who really made this into sort of a one-issue campaign not too long ago. He pretty much focused primarily on immigration reform and use that to hammer Cantor. It's sort of odd. Cantor hasn't necessarily been seen as sort of a soft person on this. He has essentially been one of the leading reasons why the comprehensive immigration reform package passed by the Senate never made it in the House. Instead, we're now seeing him as being labeled as a supporter of amnesty, primarily for supporting legislative language that would allow, young immigrants who were brought here, before they were of legal age, to attain citizenship. That's now being described as a form of amnesty, according to the, Tea Party supporters. So this is a huge deal. This is probably one of the biggest political upsets of at least 10 years. I think it's pretty easy to say. The only thing comparable, I guess, would be Joe Lieberman, a former vice presidential candidate, losing his party's nod. This is, certainly saying a lot about what's going to happen in the coming weeks. And a lot of people are already saying that this is the death knell of immigration reform.
Yeah, so that was it. So as you're saying, it's really that one issue that you believe took Cantor out of this and put the Tea Party person in that position.
Exactly, and that's how this is being widely perceived, and for good reason. This has been sort of a huge issue for a lot of right-wing media in the past few days. This has really sort of rallied up the troops to a large extent. And now no one's really sure what exactly is going to happen with immigration reform. I've been talking to some activists this evening. What they're saying essentially is that they are rallying the troops. They sort of see the writing on the wall, at this point, that nobody in the GOP is going to have the courage to pursue immigration reform or to even take sort of a soft stance on it with the coming midterm 2014 elections, seeing how riled up the Republican base is now and how empowered the opponents of it are after this major, major upset.
All right, so as you said, we'll see what happens now, and probably I like the way you described that, the death knell of immigration reform. We move from that huge story to another one, the president really going after the whole gun scenario today in light of some of the things that happened on the heels of the Las Vegas senseless shooting of the two cops and the guy at Walmart, that couple that then took themselves out afterwards, and then some other things that have happened along the way. So the president was fired up, wasn't he?
He certainly was. This was during the Tumblr Q&A today, and he went on a pretty in-depth statement, which is probably the most that we've heard from the president from this issue since Newtown. He essentially made the argument that we don't see this sort of violence happening in other developed countries. He pointed out, of course, in countries like Australia, when we have sort of mass shootings and massacres, legislative action is done. He added he understands that the U.S. is different since we have a Second Amendment sort of tradition. He argued that he is to a certain extent in favor of that, but just that it's absolutely shocking that following all these events, we can't necessarily get background checks passed. And he ended it by saying that members of Congress and the country at large should really be ashamed of themselves for not having the political will to move forward on this issue. So pretty stirring stuff.
So then we move from that to the other thing is Bo Bergdahl, and that was the water cooler buzz until Cantor being ousted by the economics professor David Bratt, because certainly that's the big buzz in D.C., and a lot of people will be talking about it too. But still, Bergdahl is not off the radar by any stretch of the imagination. And in fact, there's going to be testimony by the defense secretary, Chuck Hagel, in front of the House Armed Services Committee. Do you think we're going to learn anything new on Wednesday?
I don't think we'll learn anything new over, some of the questions that people are really clamoring for. I don't think, Hagel's going to go forward and, give a clear-cut answer to any of the allegations that Bergdahl may have been a deserter or really touch on that very much. I think he's probably going to give a stock response that the DOD is going to investigate it. If anything, he may give some behind-the-scenes views for how this exactly moves forward. We know, according to the White House, that Hagel was somebody who, I guess, was initially sort of wary of the prisoner exchange itself, but sort of changed his tune once it was revealed that Bergdahl, according to videos, may not have been in good health. So I think that's going to be the big story that we're going to get from that. But I think overall there are a lot of issues that he is not going to be willing to speak on, that are going to go unanswered, and they're going to be leaving quite a few people still frustrated over the blazing gaps in the story.
Yeah, boy, no kidding about that. And because of the Bergdahl situation, do you think, and this has been part of the talk radio narrative, that the veterans' problems with the hospitals and rehab places and whatnot has kind of been shoved on the back burner? Does it feel like that in D.C., though?
It does. pretty much the idea that a lot of people said was, once Eric Shinseki, the VA secretary, resigned, there was sort of this palpable fear that we're going to move away from this issue, that we're no longer going to talk about the huge improvements our VA healthcare system needs. And to a large extent, that really has happened, particularly with this new Bergdahl story. We still have not yet seen a permanent name for who's going to take over from Shinseki. I don't think we're going to really have the appetite to follow through with that story, at least in the mainstream press, for quite some time, until the dust sort of settles from all of these sort of new distractions.
Yeah. The other thing is Benghazi coming up again now with Hillary Clinton. Her book comes out. She's pushing it hard. I know that's being played up in D.C. Hard Choices is the name of the book, and she talks about everything, including Benghazi, and says that no Benghazi answers are going to satisfy the obsessed. Did anybody, because of what happened with Cantor, I know that took precedence, but did anyone react to that?
Marco Rubio is probably one of the more prominent names who responded to that. He said that he does not believe this is sort of a minor ball issue, and sort of took her to task for that. And frankly, we're not going to see she does have a good point that we're not going to see, any Republicans sort of be satisfied by any statements she's going to make on this. This has sort of become a really strong story for them. This is something that has the two-fold punch of sort of knocking down the current administration as well as Hillary Clinton. I of course don't think she's going to be testifying before the committee. I think this may be the end of what she's going to say in the current book tour on that, at least from her own perspective until she's really grilled on it. But I don't necessarily see her saying anything that's going to satisfy any Republicans anytime soon.
Yeah. Back to the last one, back to the thing with the veterans. One of the things we've been talking about, Justin, here in America tonight, people have suggested it, Dan in Texas, I've been talking about, other people have been calling the show, that what about getting some outside care outside of the VA system? And now there's this bill that was passed by the House where veterans could get that care. Are there people, on the Hill saying this may be the way we got to go, or do you think this just kind of dies in the water by the time it makes the rounds?
I think that's, as you mentioned, this was something that passed relatively easily in the House today by a 421-0 vote. Right now there are a bunch of competing responses in the Senate, but I think this is one that's probably going to be pushed pretty heavily. I think this is one that at the end of the day Reid is going to have to adopt, and I think it may move forward since, there doesn't necessarily seem to be anything morally wrong with the idea of trying to provide, private sector health care to U.S. troops, at least until, we have a private sector that they can, or sorry, until we at least have a public sector, health care alternative that they have confidence in. So I think it's probably just sort of an inevitable compromise that Democrats are likely going to have to accept.
Yeah, because what are they going to do about those wait times? All right, Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I know there's a lot of long faces here tonight, and it's disappointing, sure. But I believe in this country. I believe there's opportunity around the next corner for all of us.
But obviously, we came up short.
I look forward to continuing to fight with all of you for the things that we believe in, for the conservative cause, because those solutions of ours are the answer to the problems that so many people are facing today. Thank you all very, very much.
Soft on illegal immigration, very costly for Eric Cantor, who is out. He is knocked off by a virtual unknown Tea Party candidate, an economics professor, David Bratt, who pounded home the problem with young immigrants. And what is happening now in that situation is frightening. But first to Cantor, does this kind of like foreshadow what's going to happen in the midterm elections? I mean, I think he was really shook up, did not expect this to happen, losing Virginia's 7th district at all. I don't think that he thought that was going to happen. No way. So I think this is a warning to those who find themselves straddling the line on an issue that's become very divisive in the United States. Not that it wasn't before, but especially because of what we're seeing, the conditions, the kids that are being dumped from Central America into Arizona, the fury of the governor, Jan Brewer, there saying, forget this, this is not working, what are you doing to us? And then trying to cherry pick what happens next with them. There's widespread chaos. I mean, chaos when it comes to that. So this political earthquake underneath the feet of Cantor, losing that primary to a college professor and a neophyte when it comes to politics, shows that, and I say this all the time, power to the people, because when it comes to elections for Congress, the lawmakers, you can make a difference. You can rock the boat. I think it's a little bit different with presidential elections because of the Electoral College, but not when it comes to Congress. So Cantor conceded, you heard that there. Coming up short, disappointing. You could tell, you could hear it in his voice. He was totally shocked. In a statement after he was beaten, House Speaker John Boehner said, hey, he's a good friend and a great leader. Brat then suddenly is thrust into the limelight, and he has to have a victory speech. And he says, dollars don't vote, you do. When I go to D.C., every vote I take will be to move the pendulum in the direction of the people away from Washington, D.C., back to the states, back to the localities, and back to you. This could have, on the midterms, national implications. And really, Cantor was the guy that a lot of people figured was going to be the next Speaker of the House. This came out of nowhere. A big win for the Tea Party. A big win. Not so, by the way, in South Carolina. The incumbent there, Lindsey Graham, easily topped the 50% he needed to avoid a runoff, so that didn't happen in South Carolina. But it did happen in Virginia. Think about what happened last time around in the midterms. Ted Cruz, Tea Party favorite, becomes unknown, becomes a senator from Texas, defeating a popular lieutenant governor in the state's Senate Republican primary. That was back in 2012. And we could see this happen and be played out again and again and again across the country. So the voters rose up. The voters didn't like the main issue especially, and decided that they were going to have a say. And so Brat now is, he's got a race in front of him. His Democratic opponent in November, Jack Trammell, interestingly enough, is also a teacher. He teaches at the school outside of, teaches at a school outside of Richmond. And so he's got a tough road. Brat has the easier road now, especially after the way he was able to beat Cantor. The central issue, one of the main reasons that Cantor took the fall, was because of the immigration issue. To give you an idea of what's happening, they're saying chickenpox, staph infections, lots of problems because of this transformation of dumping these kids who are flocking in from Central America all over the place trying to figure out what to do because the Border Patrol is overwhelmed. So shelters like in Arizona, they're awful. The conditions there have deteriorated beyond belief. And they're saying they can't control what's happening, which is why the governor was so up in arms. And this influx is just transforming us minute by minute, seriously. And these are kids of all different ages. And what's happening is in Central America, because it's, you know, there's some of the poorest countries, are pushing the amnesty program, Obama's amnesty program. They're putting little blurbs about it all over the paper. The kids are seeing it, and they're jumping on trains, they're walking, they're doing whatever they can to get out of their situation in whatever country it is. El Salvador, Honduras, they're really pushing it. That the minors could come to the United States as children, you know, by their parents. Of course, that's the whole dreamer thing. And that anybody who's crossed over the border with their parents in search of a better life or whatever now have this chance. Although the Homeland Security Secretary is saying and has been quoted in talking about this two-year extension of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Act, he's saying that they can't break our laws and have and should be treated differently than adult violators of the law, but they can't do that and they can't be punished because of their parents. Remember, this is now coming to fruition. This is going to haunt us. In 2012, that's what the president signed into law, the law granting temporary legal status to a lot of young illegal immigrants, and it ends that threat that they could be deported for at least 2 years. 2 years. But the problem again is 2012, here we are in 2014. Did anybody think about how many people, what are we going to do? What do you do when you're overrun at the border? No, they didn't think about that. Because we are a nation that reacts instead of acts and gets in front of it. So once this whole thing was put into law, why wasn't there follow-ups? What do they think was going to happen? You know, you've got 500 minors right now at the naval base in Ventura County in Southern California because they don't know where to put them. And they say they're going to keep them there 3 to 4 months while the parents or relatives are located in the United States because they don't know where they are. I mean, this is a serious crisis. Kids getting on trains, jumping on trains, I'm not kidding you, walking, whatever, who are illegally coming into the country, crossing through Mexico, Guatemala, Nicaragua, all those places. They say they're going to start housing about 1,200 illegal minors also at the Army base in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Yeah, we forgot about that. We didn't think, where are the shelters? How are we going to find the parents? What do you think, America? Are you outraged? I mean, it's a burden for these kids, too. What are we doing with these kids? 855-266-5283. At the Air Force Base, Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, they've got about 1,900 minors, and they've had them there for 4 weeks. Housing these illegal kids, you know what it's costing us? Do you want to know? It's costing us $252 per child per day. Eric Cantor wants to know why. Geez, how did this happen? Look at what I just said. What a burden on Texas and Arizona especially. Kids, some of the kids coming over, I mean, they're just dumped at centers and bus stations. And Homeland Security is saying it's going to stop dumping illegals in those states. But they haven't stopped because they don't know what to do. What do? They think there's going to be at least 60,000 kids under 18 that are going to come into the United States illegally alone this year. Next year, they think it's going to grow to 130,000. I'm betting that it's probably more than they're estimating this year and next year. So what's the Arizona governor going to do? She sent emergency food and medical supplies to that holding center they had because they're having all kinds of problems. And their kids stuffed in there. Does that make us any better than the coyotes? How come this wasn't thought out? Someone's going to pay the price for that, and it's going to be a lot of the politicians who are supporting the amnesty program, the Dreamers program, all of that. This is going to come back to bite a lot of people on the Hill. It really is. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow.
Welcome back to ATN America. How are you feeling about some of the situations I've been describing overrun by these illegal children, which I think is sad for them, too, by the way, because it's like, let's go to America, land of opportunity, can't find my parents. I mean, it's like a bad movie. And we've reversed the humanity equation here. It's not humane stuffing them in the places that we're stuffing them into, which we can barely find in the first place. Where's the space? And then the amount day to day you go through, what you're paying, what you're doing, the disease, they're having all kinds of problems. And then you got to then find the parents. It's been incredibly chaotic, to say the least, which is why the Border Patrol has had it. They just have had it. They don't have enough people to deal with this. Don't have enough people. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, baby. Listen, I got some ideas for you, but I told you that the Tea Party was going to be rallying this year and we were going to take it, didn't we?
Well, you know what? Cantor, boy, I have to say, I thought that was a big surprise, and that this is it. It's what we said, Dan, that you can make a difference with your vote when
That's
it comes
right.
to the lawmakers.
That's right. Okay, now, now on this thing with the kids, I've got an idea. We got the Mexican trucks running in and out of here, and they're running from the Mexican border down to Guatemala, clear across Mexico, with truckloads of these kids. They're making sure they get food and water and stuff to get here. Then they're jumping them that side of the border. Then they're coming across this side of the border, just a regular invasion. Okay? Fine. Let's put them back in the trucks that go to Mexico that are the Mexican drivers going through here. And the ones that don't make it on that routine, fine. Ship them to Washington, D.C. and let Obama see how he likes having all the people there, all right? Okay, now, after that, we can cause this to be his problem, not ours. He wants to have immigration. He's all in favor of all these little Mexicans. Fine. Let's put 250,000 illegal aliens in Washington, D.C. We got lots of vacant buildings there, but they're not doing anything with them. We've got a place to store them right now in Washington, D.C. It's his problem. He caused it. Give them to him.
There you go. And in District of Columbia, they'd be it'd be a nightmare for them. Are you kidding me, Dan? They'd go crazy.
It's the perfect solution.
Yeah, it is. It is, because then they have to deal with it. There's no choice because there's no place to go.
This is a coordinated effort with Mexico and Central America getting rid of their unwanted, kicking them across Mexico. So Mexico does not let anybody into their country. If these people are arriving, that many of them, they're being shipped up here in truckloads, I'm telling you. Ship them right back in truckloads. The ones that don't go there, ship them to Washington, D.C. Put them on buses going to Washington, D.C. You give me an address to send money, to send some back there, I'll send money. Okay? Put them on the bus. Also, put them on Amtrak. It's not ridden by anybody. Put them on Amtrak and ship a whole truckload of them on trains to Washington, D.C. and tell them, hey, Obama, you wanted them? Here they are. They're yours. Now, go for amnesty now, Bubba.
Yeah, Dan. All right, Dan, hot over this whole thing about the kids. I'll tell you what, it is shocking, and it's a crime in a different sense of the word. Because even if you thought, yeah, it's not right, let's not deport them, this is right, this whole Dreamers idea. What is the problem? It's what I said again and again, and what I just said a few moments ago. It's not thought out. Why do we not bring things to conclusions? I don't understand. If this was the policy, okay, this is what we want to do, I'm going to sign this, I'm going to make this a law. Now what happens when all of these kids come over and the newspapers say, go to America, find your parents, and you have thousands of people pouring in, kids of all ages, teenagers, younger than that, and who knows? You don't know much about their background. It's amazing that some of them have made it as far as they have, based on some of the things they've have gone through to get to that position. And it's very, very inhumane what's happening in the first place to them. So invite them in and then say, geez, well, there's no system, so we don't know what to do. Let's open up some of the empty barracks, throw them in there. Let's put them someplace. They might be here 3 to 4. Hey, kids, you're going to be here 3 to 4 months. So just hang tight. We got to find our Spanish speakers. We got to get it together. We got to figure out how we're going to find your parents, or do you have any information? Yeah, that whole thing. And then the people to work it, the finding them. What an incredible blunder, the way this happened. And I can't say I'm surprised, because this is always the way we're handling things, meaning you have 2 years knowing this is going to happen. Less than that. You see it. You know it. You sign it into law. And this is what you get. Hopefully, we don't see what we see, although I've heard that this is happening. You're going to find some dead bodies. And how are people going to feel about seeing children that have been killed in the shuffle and trying to get across the border? Not good. They got to fix this thing now. This has to be Homeland Security's number one concern. We have borders that are not secure, and now we have too many people running into those open border areas to try to figure out how do we rein this in. It is chaos, to say the least. Utter chaos. All right, I didn't mention this at the top, and I've got to mention it here. I did mention it in the conversation a little bit with Justin Duckham from D.C., but another terrible thing, once again, with this practicing, the kids have to practice lockdown at these schools. A teenage gunman comes to school, comes to an Oregon high school, and fatally shoots a student, injures a teacher, before he kills himself. Found dead in a bathroom at Reynolds High School in Troutdale. Of the people that were watching this play out used a robot with a camera to investigate before they determined that he was dead. But what a tragic day. A teenage boy going and doing that. Ugh. And so here we go, the one victim, a freshman, Emilio Hoffman. What do people say about Emilio Hoffman? Great kid. Down-to-earth guy, caring, likes to joke around. Lived with his mother, had an older brother and two younger sisters, both in elementary school. He didn't return home. Instead, he left in a body bag. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And then the teacher, Todd Rispler, had injuries that weren't life-threatening. Thank goodness he was treated there. A former track coach went to the office, initiated the school lockdown, thank goodness. The attack panicked students, but they were told to go quietly to their classrooms because they had practiced this. The SWAT team swoops in. They evacuated classrooms one at a time. Students were pulled away, escorted away from the school with their hands on their head. After the shooting, the phys ed teacher that I mentioned had a bloodied shirt. People were shook up, to say the least. Parents were trying to come to the school. It happened so incredibly fast. Texting, running to the school, doing whatever they can. 100 police and sheriff's units arrived as soon as they got word. They really did a good job of scrambling this. They really did a good job of getting there as fast as they could. And an interesting side note to this little nugget, news-wise, the Tuesday shooting was the first fatal shooting in Oregon since May of 98, when a 15-year-old killed two students and wounded 25 others. That was a terrible one at Thurston High School in Springfield. He killed his parents. Prior to that, he's serving 111 years of a prison sentence. These lockdown drills practiced very commonly across the United States. It came in handy in this Oregon school because it certainly could have been much, much worse. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.